This is the Closet Geek episode 135 for February 3rd, 2017.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hey guys, and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out, the podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the latest in geeky news. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and with me, I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Hello.
We are all here. Yay.
We are here. We are here.
That's right.
Thank you, Horton.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good.
Who are like these strangers on my screen?
I know, right?
Well, and it's funny because...
It's like we took a break and now we just can't get our act together.
Well, and it's just life, you know? Life gets in the way. Like, jobs.
I'm here.
And
I don't have
a life.
Dang it, I was about to say that.
Beat you to it. But, you know... But curses. We still like getting together, and like we said, you know, we enjoy doing this, and we'll keep doing this, and hopefully more on a more consistent basis. But
and hopefully you'll keep doing it too.
That's right. Well, we know we have some dedicated listeners, like Fraggle Puss. He's always listening, and appreciate
Esteban.
Yeah, and others.
Does Mr. Lard still listen?
I think Mr. Lard does listen still, and so. Yeah, so we have some dedicated listeners, and so this is for you guys, the dedicated listeners. And so let's go to the first segment of the show.
All six of you.
All six of you.
This week in
Geek. This is This Week in Geek, where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the last couple weeks, things we love, and things we could recommend for you guys to check out. So did you guys do anything geeky?
Sure.
Yeah. Did I ever?
Did I ever? All right. John, why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, it's funny because I think like pretty much the only things that I put down to remind myself are like all of the mobile games that I've been playing.
Right? Well, it's funny. I see in the show notes that, and I want to ask you right away, is the new Fire Emblem game that just came out like 2 days ago.
Yeah, there's a new Nintendo put out a new Fire Emblem game for mobile gaming.
Right.
It's essentially, it's called Fire Emblem Heroes.
Yeah.
And what it is, I mean, they pretty much have like all of the different heroes from the various different Fire Emblem games.
Right.
And the player is called, they refer to the player as the summoner. Somebody who can summon these heroes from various different Fire Emblem worlds and use them to fight. So, but it's tactical turn based. So you know you have your turn. You can move so many spaces and they have like the triad of powers, like you know red is stronger than green. Green is stronger than blue. Blue is stronger than red. You know, kind
the
of
the circle. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's about how you try to you know match your character and their color against their character and whatever color in order to get the best match.
Is it just a campaign game or are you playing against other people or?
Yeah, there's different there's a story mode where you just kind of go through the story campaign, but then there are player versus player battle aspect to it, and then they also have events where like you can earn new heroes if you successfully defeat the event map or whatever.
Yeah.
I've only played it like one session. I sat down and played it for you know maybe I don't know an hour or so. Got up to level 7 or something like that. But
I talked to another friend of the show, Brady Flanagan, who also does his podcast. Shout out to
He's also a active listener. There
that's
we
right.
Go.
World versus yeah. everything.
Reviews versus the
review
world.
Versus the world. Thank you. Sorry, Brady.
World versus bad. Everything.
But world versus everything. But I was chatting with him today. Actually, he downloaded it as well, and he said yeah. that it seems a little bit more casual than your regular Fire Emblem, because he said because right? one of the defining features of Fire Emblem is that you have permadeath for your characters. Like if you lose a character in Fire Emblem, you can't get him back unless you decide to restart the round by reloading your saved game, which I've done constantly with Fire Emblem games. But
there's none of that.
He's like, no permadeath. He says it's fun, but you know, a little bit more casual. But he's like, you know, it's right up my alley because I really enjoy the grid tactics type games.
Yeah, it's grid based, you know, tactical. You have to move around whatever obstacles, and you know, different classes have advantages over other classes. Like if you have an archer, then he's going to do better against a flying unit.
Yeah,
you know, those types of things. So it was fun. I'll probably, you know, keep playing it. But a few of the other games that I've been playing, there's actually a new Sword Art Online mobile game that just came out, and it's kind of like a side scroller action type game.
Okay.
But it's an all new original storyline. But you're basically, you can create your team out of characters that are from the world. So, you know, one of the first characters that you get that you have a party with is Kirito. And so, you know, you can get all of the other characters, and it's just you know, side scrolling tap fest, you know, tap, tap, tap to attack, slash this way to dodge,
jump,
slash
jump,
this way
jump,
to
jump.
Jump. Yeah. Those kinds of things. But I mean, it's done very well. The animation is really good. And they play, you know, various different clips from the series as you're going through the game, so I mean it's pretty cool. If anybody that has been, you know, anybody that's a Sword Art Online fan would probably enjoy, you know, at least the nostalgia of being able to go back and you know, play a game with these characters.
Yeah.
Couple of the other games I've been playing, I'm still playing Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, you know, I've finally gotten to the point where I unlocked fleet battles, so I'm able to, you know, because each certain characters also have a ship associated to them. So like, for example, you can
as in a spaceship, not ship like a relationship ship.
Correct. So, well, like, for example, if you've unlocked Rey and Finn, then you can unlock the Millennium Falcon. If you have unlocked, like, Biston and, you know, another character from Rogue One, then you can unlock the new U-Wing, for example. You know, if you have Darth Vader, you can get the TIE Advanced. If you have Biggs Darklighter, you can get, you know, his X-Wing, so on and so forth. And then you can, not only can you have these characters in your squad where you go up against other characters, but you also have your fleet that you can do. So it's a different aspect to the same game. And so that's been kind of fun, still playing that. And then still playing the Star Wars Force Arena, which is the
MOBA-esque
type game, Clash Royale MOBA type game, and that's pretty fun. You know, I'm still unlocking more, you know, new heroes. I think the one that I've mostly been playing, Boba Fett. I unlocked Boba Fett and got him up to a higher level, so I've been playing him quite a bit. And then on the light side, I've been playing Luke Skywalker. Got him. I like playing Luke because he's super fast. He can get around the map pretty quick. but Boba Fett can actually like jump jet over obstacles, so you can like, you know, get across the board a lot quicker because of your jump jets. I mean, there's various different advantages for different characters. And what's cool about it is that each leader character has a unique card that they unlock that's only good with, like, for example, Han Solo unlocks, you can unlock Chewbacca, for example. Luke Skywalker, you can unlock Obi-Wan. Boba Fett unlocks his Slave One ship. And then, you know, so you can play that card and it, and you know, gives you a bigger advantage, things like that. But yeah, that's the main thing that I've been doing.
Lots of mobile gaming.
Yeah, lots of mobile gaming. That's pretty much the only gaming I get to do these days. Cause,
well, that's what you're kind of saying. Like when you get home from work, like you have older kids, and so your kids are consuming the consoles and the PCs, and you still want to, you know, you want to spend time with them. So you're like, oh, I'll just sit and play on my phone while you guys play a game on the TV.
Or yeah, whatever. Like most of my kids are like, have really gotten into Minecraft lately.
Oh, so really?
Like on the PS4, they'll just like sit and play Minecraft because they can do split screen on the PS4.
Yeah.
So the two players can be together. And like, even, you know, like my 4-year-old is really getting into Minecraft. And that kind of stuff. But other than that, not really much. I haven't, I think the only geeky TV show that I'm actually up to date on is Timeless. And man, I really hope that show does well and gets renewed because it's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
I haven't been watching a lot of shows.
Well, it's one of those bubble shows where it does really well overall, but most of its viewership comes from like post live viewership. So like people that either DVR it or watch it online, like at Hulu or whatever.
That still counts for ratings nowadays, though.
It does, but it doesn't count as much as live, because live, of course, you know, you're getting the commercials and all of that stuff. Usually, if you watch it,
that's online, why you don't watch it live.
Well, right, and so that's why it's worth more to ratings for their live viewership to be good. And right now, their live viewership is okay, but the majority of their viewership is...
You guys, we can brainwash to buy stuff. You guys, we can't, so, because you're paying a subscription.
Hopefully, hopefully it continues to do well enough that it actually, you know, get renewed for a second season. Because I always hate getting invested in these shows that are good, but then nobody seems to watch them except me. And so then they don't get renewed.
I had to pull my headphones off. I missed what show you were talking about.
Oh, Timeless.
Oh yeah, Timeless.
That's
Timeless.
Like the only show that I'm actually current on. Everything else, I'm like two months behind.
Fantastic! I love it.
Yes.
And I really hope they continue to keep it high quality and not allow it to get campy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, they've been doing a really good job.
I enjoy the effort to create believable accuracy of the actual history, not to make it the stereotypical
What's fun about the show is they don't necessarily take their science too seriously, because, I mean, it is about time travel. So, I mean, they do... You know, it's not just they can just go anywhere and do anything. You know, there's a little bit of science in the fact that, you know, they can't travel to anywhere where they actually exist. So they have to travel at least, you know, back before they have been alive. That kind of stuff. But as far as other science-y stuff,
it's linear-based time travel, so it's really simple to understand. It's not all timey-wimey.
It doesn't really delve into, you know, alternative But I mean, it does kind of talk about Paradox a little bit, to the point where if they make changes in the past, it does affect their new present.
Right, but that's the linear concept, is it doesn't create like an offshoot.
Right, it still affects your
parallel
existing
world. Right.
Right. So it's fun. We really enjoy it. As a family, we enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a great show. I've been keeping up on it. I look forward to my Tuesdays because I can watch it.
Yeah, but that's it for me.
All right.
It's all about mobile gaming and TV.
It really is.
That's right. Gosh. TV and mobile gaming.
Cool.
All right. Mike, what did you do?
Sure. So in January, Mythic Realms, the live action role playing group I'm part of here in Salt Lake City, we had our big Winterfest. And so it was lots of fun. We had, 50 some odd people there. It was a really great turnout. And it was just fun because they have a big banquet dinner. And so I brought along, my wife and my kids, and, everybody had fun. And my friend Travis brought his wife and his kids. And so we were able to, role play a little bit and have a good time with our spouses there. So it was great that we can do that, because usually we only get the weekenders during the summer when it's kind of it's a camp out. During the winter, you don't really have those big events. So this is usually a really big plot-driven event. So had a lot of fun. Finally feel like I'm getting to the point where my character is going to really start getting more involved in plot. So we'll see what happens. This last couple of weeks and or month have been like anime. It's just...
Lots of anime.
Of course, keeping up on all the superhero shows, and like John and I talked about Timeless. Gotham season 3 has been like blah, except for like the last 2.5 episodes. Oh, finally something interesting is happening. It's like Bruce Wayne is actually starting to be, he's a little, the actor, of course, is a little bit older. So the character is a little bit older, and he's starting to get physically fit, and he can actually throw a punch and, do those physical things. And you're starting to see that growth in the teenage Bruce Wayne. So it's kind of neat. The anime I'm watching, there's a show called All Out, which is a sports anime about rugby. And one thing I love about sports anime is it'll teach you everything you need to know about the game, so you can
and then make you want to play it. So you can watch and go, now I'm interested
because, they explain things so you can understand, why things are happening. So when a character does something, you're like, yeah. And so it's like watching a sport. What?
That's cool.
It's a sports anime. But it's rugby, and so one thing I've learned about rugby is Yoda is wrong.
Yoda?
There is no do, and there is no do or do not. There is no try. Do or do not. Sorry, there is no try. Do or do not. See, I can't. I don't say I'm a Star Wars fan. I enjoy Star Wars. but one thing I've learned is, that rule applies except for rugby, because in rugby you try again and win. Because when you score, it's called a try.
That's funny.
So it's just funny.
My lack of knowledge.
That's right. Yeah. I had no idea.
Right. That's why I got it. That's why I put that out there. But yeah, it's in all things you do or do not, except for rugby, you always try.
That's right.
All right.
Now that was the big sports anime this season that I was watching, because before that was Haikyuu, which is the volleyball sports anime,
right?
Which season 3 was pretty cool. But you have this season, you have Fuuka, which is a show about, it's a show about this kind of
antisocial, you know, high school guy who's more involved in his Twitter, and he's just really awkward talking to people. So it's very interesting to see that dynamic in the show. But this outgoing girl says, "We, you know, I love music, you love music, let's start a band." And so it's interesting because it's about music and about how everybody kind of has to come out of their different social comfort zones in order to create a team to create music. So I've actually been enjoying it because it has that social difference than what you normally see in a show. But of course, it's also a rom-com, so I'm the sucker for rom-coms. All
I forget what rom-com is again.
Romantic comedy.
Oh, okay.
See, Ryan does not do romantic comedies.
He does not do rom-coms.
Yeah, but talking about comedies, Konosuba season 2 was out. I watched another show called Keijo, which, if you know what I'm talking about, stop giggling. Because it's a really silly fan service based show. And so it's just dumb. It's about a sport in the future where you have to knock your opponent off of the land that's in the middle of a pool, but you can only use your boobs or your butt to create contact.
I saw a silly video about that, and I was like,
I can't help but watch it and just laugh because it's just hilarious.
But, well, that's one thing to say about it.
It's pretty funny.
All right,
it's
moving funny. On.
Oh, please, you know, gosh, there are lots of sports type based anime, but there was Yuri on Ice, which was.
Oh, yeah, I've heard
surprisingly popular this last season. It was about ice skating. But it was the first
goes to show they will make an anime about anything.
Just like
and
they'll
people
make a
will watch it.
They'll make a TV show or a movie about anything. It works the same way. But the unique thing about Yuri on Ice is it's the first highly popular, which kind of makes it mainstream anime, that is what's called a yaoi, which is a male romance show. So it's basically this skater, Yuri, ends up having a coach who was his idol, you know, as a kid growing up. He wanted to emulate this other skater, but they're only about 2 years of age difference. And he basically becomes his coach, improves him as a skater, and bromance happens. So it was really cool. It's actually a really heartfelt show.
Rom-com.
Yeah, exactly.
Rom-com.
And now to go in the opposite direction, you had Voltron season 2.
Yes. I'm watching
there we're talking.
I haven't watched
this. I'm watching that right now. I think we're on episode
six or seven. And it's interesting. So
it's lots of fun.
I jammed it into 2 days of watching and we were done. Yep. So the episodes are short and sweet. And another good season of Voltron. I hope it's bound to have a season 3.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's been getting good reviews, so I imagine it'll get renewed again.
Yep. And then on the action part, I'm watching Heroic Tale of Arslan, which is a huge, like, epic.
I know, you know that
like
one.
50, it's like 50 some odd episodes of just, you know, Kingdom Falls, Prince needs to rebuild and reconquer his nation.
Isn't it?
Yes.
It's fantasy. It's low magic fantasy.
Low magic.
So,
right.
So magic does exist, but it's very, very uncommon and unique.
Naturally the main character knows how to do it.
And with all of that anime and TV shows and everything is essentially my breaks and late nights. Everything else has been work. I haven't had a lot of opportunity to play Final Fantasy, which bums me out. But I'll have this weekend, so we'll get that done. But gosh, I want to geek out some more. So what are you doing, Ryan?
Ryan.
Well, not a whole lot, to be honest.
I figured out what Ryan's working on. But I can't say it, because that would be, you know, getting hit.
Yes, I'm working. Nothing has progressed on that movie, really? Unfortunately.
It just started filming, right?
Yeah, they're filming now.
Last week.
Yeah. We are working on, at work, I'm doing props for season 2 of Preacher.
Oh, okay. Okay. Cool.
I'm really disappointed that you guys haven't seen Preacher.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh, it's based on a comic.
On a comic, yeah.
Vertigo comics, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Preacher. Oh my! It just dawned on me. Yeah.
It's a heaven, hell, you know,
supernatural
show. Right. It's very
irreverent.
Irreverent.
It's comic. Not suitable for work.
Basically, John and Barry won't watch it.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, pretty like much.
But
yeah.
Michael
not
will.
Suitable for John.
Well, Barry. I've read a few of the first comics.
Anyway, before I joined the company, they made the phone in the season 1 that they call God on.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And so now season 2, we're making some really cool stuff, and I can't wait to see it on film.
Cool.
So that's what I was doing today, and I'll be going in tomorrow and working on that as well. As far as gaming, I've been playing pretty much Overwatch.
Yeah, Overwatch! Woo!
And I jumped into competitive play without really understanding how the system works, and basically shot myself in the foot.
Yes.
And my rating tanked, like, extremely, extremely low.
He didn't understand that consecutive losses will you'll get punished
for
losing. Just like if you had a winning streak, you'd get more skill rating points if you won several in a row. So he didn't understand that, so he kept playing and losing and got docked a lot of points.
Yeah, so I'm basically hopeless for this season. I'm just going to hope to rank up.
So you were right when you said 1%. That was you.
Yeah, yeah.
You're at the bottom.
I am at the bottom. Not the bottom. Well, see, I was.
He's 1%, and everybody else is above.
See, what they do is you play 10 games, and they base your skill off of how well you did in those 10 games.
Yes.
And then they'll give you an initial rank where you start off playing other players at similar ranks.
Correct.
So I was kind of like right in the middle-ish for my 10 games, because I did, you know, average. So right in the middle.
So 5-5, 5 wins, 5 losses.
Well, it was. I had 7-4, 7-3, 6-4,
6-4. Okay.
I just kept losing, and now so it's hopeless. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Now I understand. And I have made up a third of the points that I lost. So
I'm sad that you have lost so much, because one thing, Ryan and I can't play competitive together because
we're more, so low.
My rank points. Is so much higher than his. He can't queue into games with me.
Oh, that's frustrating.
I have to gain 400 points to play with Barry, but that's not going to happen in 2 weeks.
Season's going to end in a couple weeks. But, you know, and but Ryan and I, we play constantly together. I mean, because there's
we play unranked matches.
Yeah, we don't play comp together, and so we have.
I was gonna say that's pretty frustrating not to ever be able to play with your friends.
We can't play comp together.
We can play uncompetitive matches together.
Do many people do that?
Oh yeah,
more people play
uncompetitive.
It's referred to as quick play. So more people, the large majority of people just play quick play because, you know, the people that want to.
Because they don't want to be competitive.
I would say about 80% of the community does not compete.
Correct.
Okay.
So I really enjoy doing competitive. I enjoy it too.
I just, now that I understand how the system works, I will not kill myself.
Next season will be better.
Oh, yeah.
Destroy my rating that season now, and I will be able to play Fairy.
Right.
Funny thing, I'm still playing Clash Royale.
Oh, really? Nice.
It's still my go-to mobile game.
That's not even on my phone anymore.
That's funny. I'm doing all right.
Are you doing personal prop projects or anything like that?
Well, I just finished all my commissions.
Okay.
So I no longer have any commissions for anyone else. So now I can spend the rest of the year leading up to Dragon Con just building stuff for me. Until I run out of money.
Do you know what you're going to Dragon Con as? Undecided at this time?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm doing the Sinister Six.
Oh, okay. Oh. Who are you?
I'm Sandman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, cool.
So
there's like
now are you going for like
that are...
Yes. And we also have a Spider-Man.
And yes, yes, also
it's
Spider-Man.
A group. So there's seven of us.
Cool.
And are you going for the classic look, like, you know, green sweater type thing? Okay.
Yeah, I'll go for the classic, and I'll have like a big sand fist claw thing or whatever. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Mace. A mace.
Yep. And Mark Meer is going to go as Taskmaster.
Cool.
Awesome.
And
that's so cool that you have that friendship with Mark.
Yeah. That,
like totally Mark, casual. My buddy,
oh, yeah, Mark Meer. Yeah, he's going to go. It's like, dude,
that's
people
so cool.
would die to say be able to say that.
I know, right?
Yeah. It's funny though because I had never played Mass Effect.
Oh really?
Yeah, neither have I.
That's funny.
And so we're really good friends, and it's just like I have no idea what the games are about.
It's a sci-fi game. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's funny.
They're really good. You should try them out. I mean, but they're RPGs, so they're long.
They take a lot of time. Yeah,
it's definitely not. Like something that you can just do
like for 5 minutes
in a weekend.
It's not like Overwatch where you can jump on, play a match for 10 minutes and then get off.
Right. I mean,
what I'll do, I'll be like, ooh, I'm ready to play. Start playing 2 minutes later. Dad.
Yeah. Right.
Dang it.
Right.
And so
I only mobile games.
That's right.
And my team's like, come on, you suck. What's wrong with you?
That's why
get out of spawn.
That's why I only do it when all my kids are in bed.
Yeah, so. I don't even care. I just turn off chat. I'm like, whatever. I don't even care what you're
saying. Right.
That's right.
You're 12.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, in my experience playing Overwatch, the teenagers and younger players are not mean and disrespectful. It's always the young adults, like
the 20-somethings.
The 20-somethings year olds. Those are the ones that are super
millennials.
Mean.
They got the worst.
Yeah, huh? Millennials.
Millennials.
Millennials. Yeah.
but I've played with like 16-year-olds, and you know, I think I even played with like a 12-year-old one time or something like that. And they're nice. They're just on there to have fun.
And they're good.
And they're good. Yeah.
They're way better than me. My son plays, and I was just like, dude, where did you learn this?
Yeah. It's just natural.
He's like, Dad, you just suck. Like,
he's so honest.
Yes, he has no filter, and he's not saying it to be mean. He's just
he's just stating a fact. No,
so stating a fact.
I was playing.
Supposed to be honest, right?
I was playing Zenyatta. That's kind of like my go-to for competitive now. He's a robot DPS slash healer.
Support character.
Yeah, he's basically a slow DPS with some buffs and debuffs. Anyway, so I was playing and my son comes into the room and he's like, "Oh, Dad, you are so dead." And then I didn't die and I pulled it out, a clutch play of the game. And he's like, "Wow, Dad, I didn't think you could get better."
Nice. So man. That's funny. No, Ryan does a good job though. He's definitely, I can see that he's improved. Huh?
Like throw those balls.
Yes.
He's like the Zen dude that floats.
Yes.
Yes.
That's Zenyatta.
Okay, yeah. That's him.
That's Zenyatta. And he's
like balls at people.
He throws ball. Like balls, yeah. Energy balls.
Okay. Right.
But Ryan's improved. I've seen him grow since he started to play. So,
good job, Ryan.
There is still hope.
There is still hope.
Next season 4, will be my season.
That's right. Well, you know what you and I should do, Ryan, is we should play our first 10 matches together.
Yeah, that would be cool. That's a good idea.
So
I've got Sandman on the horizon. I've got, I'm still a member of the 300 Spartan Warriors.
Yeah.
But I have not made any progress in that arena. So I'll probably
curse
go with
food them. Being so good.
They want me to be, because I'm tall, they want me to be Xerxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like basically naked. Right. So you gotta be.
You gotta be good and looking.
So,
well, he's good looking.
You good looking.
Right.
Gotta be, you
look like me.
You're handsome.
Hey, anybody, I'm like, dude, anybody you're, of any size can cosplay anything.
You're,
they
you're
want.
A Rex man. We're naturally good looking.
That's
people.
Right. So,
and humble, too.
Hey, stating the facts.
If I don't get my butt into gear, I'll probably just go as a senator again.
Yeah.
Like I did last year. It's easy. You just throw a toga on.
Yeah, toga.
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 No,
toga.
Toga.
And also they want to do a kilt walking group.
Like a Scottish so they're called, group?
They're called walking groups, which means basically wear something comfortable that you can eat and drink in, and you just walk around to all the hotels in this costume. So we have about 50 people who are going to participate, half women, half men. I can't remember what the women. The women are like Disney princesses or something. I don't know. I can't remember. No, they're superheroes. But the guys are going to have a twist on it because they're all buff and want to show off their muscles, right? So they're going to have shirtless, wearing kilts, as a superhero.
All right.
So I am going to be Hawkman.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
So I'll have all the right. Hawkman helmet with the crisscross bandolier and a kilt.
With or without wings?
No wings.
Got it.
Cool.
You get the idea.
Yeah.
If I get into shape.
There
but
you go.
Despite whether or not I get into shape, I'm going to make the helmet.
Cool. That would be a cool helmet to have.
Oh, yeah, it is a very cool helmet.
So
into shape.
That's pretty much
shape
me.
It up.
So
I
go forward.
Most of you know a lot. I've been doing, of course, a lot of Overwatch. My ranking is a little bit higher than Ryan's, but
it's 2%.
Because my goal, I reached my initial goal this season, which was to get to platinum rank, and I wanted to try to get up to diamond, but I'll have to save that till for next season. Try to get up to diamond. I'm hoping that I do well enough in my placement matches this next season that I'll get platinum right away. But because I got a pretty high gold ranking when I went finished my placement matches, I got like a 2300. So I was really close to platinum already.
Yeah, yeah, and it's pretty. I got 2100.
Yeah.
Well, like 2037 or whatever.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's higher than. Than like
most people
Nazgul placed, I think. But yeah, so really enjoying, you know, of course playing Overwatch, still having a lot of fun with that, you know, watching streamers play and watching some competitive play and you know, staying up to date on the meta and everything like that and what's going on. Really enjoying that. I still reading the Dresden Files. I'm on book 13 now, which is Ghost Story, which is really interesting so far because, you know, for those of you that don't
No, spoilers.
Spoilers. Harry's a ghost in this one.
He's dead.
He's dead. So
Harry's dead.
He died at the end of book 12. He's dead, Dave. And he's very dead.
So dead, Dave.
He's very dead. He started off as a ghost.
We get it.
But enjoying that. But I've listened to a lot of the books and I've read a bunch of them. But I really enjoyed listening because James Marsters is the person that reads it. He's the guy that plays Spike.
Cyclops.
Spike and Buffy.
Marsden. Wait.
Marsters.
No, James Marsden is the...
Is Cyclops.
That's Cyclops.
James Marsters is
Marsters.
Spike.
Marsters.
Yeah,
okay, right.
Is Spike. He does a fantastic Buffy. Job reading, but when I got the audio this time, it wasn't him. He read all... first 12 books, and then like book 13, it's someone totally different. It's a John Glover, who played Lionel Luther in the Smallville series.
I like him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But he does a fantastic job too. I'm listening to it while I work, and he does a good job because he has a lot of theater training too. Like, he was on Broadway and everything like that, so he does a pretty good job doing that. I was invited to join a Warhammer 40K campaign.
Cool.
Fun.
So someone that's actually going to...
Expensive.
You can't have any other hobbies.
That's why I've never gotten into it, is because it's just so expensive.
Well, the thing
is, it's like $100 just for like a starter kit.
The thing is, I have no financial obligation to it because everyone has... The guy that invited me, he's like, I have 3 different armies and you can play one of them.
Whoa, that's nice.
And he's like, we just need people that are willing to play. And so I actually went over to his place like a week ago. And, he's like, we're just playing. He's like, I thought you'd just come over and watch us play. And, you know, it's just so you can get used to how it's played again. So I went over there and enjoyed, I played a long time ago, so I understand all the concepts and everything, but, you know, I just had to relearn some of the rules.
Yeah.
So apparently we're going to start that up in April.
Cool. Do you know what army you're going to use?
I think I'm using Necrons. They're like space skeletons.
Okay. Yeah.
They're like the undead space army.
Right.
Dave Bowman has a huge Necron army.
Yeah, and I talked to Dave when I'm like, hey, I'm going to play
Necrons. How do I play them well?
That's right.
Yeah, he will train you.
So he played them, but he mostly focuses on painting now. He doesn't play that much anymore.
See, that's kind of why I would even want to get into it. It's just
to paint the figurines.
To paint them. To learn how to paint.
I always loved Ryan's figurines, like D&D figurines.
Yeah, see, that's what I want to do. I want to learn
always
how to
did
paint,
such a good
paint
job painting them
well.
Dave Bowman and Travis Emery, both of those guys can just paint figs. Like, I don't understand how you can get some of that detail on that tiny little figurine. I didn't even know there was an edge there to paint.
Right,
it's all about washes and dry brushing.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and lots of layers.
It really is. It's all about washes and dry brushing. Yeah. That's what I've learned because I've been watching YouTube videos. I'm like, okay,
I can do this.
That's how they make them look
everything
awesome.
Everything I learned about
and magnifying glass too. Because we're getting old.
Right.
Oh, magnifying glass. Yeah,
at least I am.
Like a big magnifying glass thing.
Yeah, seriously.
So going to be doing that apparently. So that's kind of fun. I've been really busy with board games this week. I posted 4 different episodes this week on Sweet Kicks with Pricks. Two reviews.
Right?
What? Sweet Kicks?
I thought it sounded like you said Sweet Kicks with Pricks.
Oh, no. not Pricks. Bricks.
That's a different show.
So I did 2 reviews this week and 2 interviews this week, and so that was lots of fun. I have more reviews in the pipeline, and I already have a couple more interviews set up for next week, and so Sweet Kicks with Bricks is doing really good.
Nice.
Having fun doing that, and we bought some board game shelves, like the actual, like, nice 13 by 13 square shelves, so... And the reason why is, you know, our board game collection is growing, and so we wanted to display it. And But ever since we put it out, like, we've played a lot more games. Like, almost every night or every other night, we're like, hey, let's play some games. Like, with the kids, or like, or like Crystal idea. And I will play a simple 20, 30-minute game, you know, after the kids are in bed.
Because mine are all locked up in the cabinet upstairs. And I'm like...
Right?
Never see them.
Yeah. Once they're, you know, it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. But when they're there, yeah. Like, oh, I have this. Yeah. Let's play it. Yeah. So it was been fun doing that. Of course, watching Voltron as a family, really enjoying that. Kids really dig that. And Crystal and I are watching Unfortunate Events. Lemony Snicket's. It's really, really good.
I keep wanting to get into that, but I'm like, eh.
I liked it. We haven't finished it, but I like it. But
I did watch a couple Netflix originals this week too. So
good. Well, I mean, that's it for me.
Yeah, good job, Ryan.
Good job,
Ryan. Good job, you.
Good job watching TV. Let's jump to the next segment of the show, the Weekly Geek. This is the Weekly Geek, where we talk about geeky news that happened. We don't have a lot of show notes tonight, but we've already taken enough time talking about awesome things that we've been doing, and those are things that you guys can check out.
I think we can spend the rest of the time
talking about Star Wars,
theorizing about Star Wars.
Let's do it.
Because
let us theorize.
You know, we all know that they just revealed their official subtitle
of
Episode 8, which is called The Last
Star
Jedi.
Wars is Dead.
So,
Did I see the wrong trailer?
So the question is, what does that mean?
Yeah, does that mean Luke's gonna die, and so he was the last Jedi, and which will make Rey the last Jedi, or is it just referring to
is he the last Jedi, and
she needs to become one,
but she's not necessarily going to become a Jedi.
He is the last Jedi, and he's going to build his Jedi temple training facility.
Okay. He is the last Jedi
for that movie.
There are no other Jedi.
But would you consider, Leia to be a Jedi?
No, she was never a Jedi.
She was Force sensitive,
exactly. But not a Jedi. Just like Rey is Force sensitive, but not a Jedi.
I mean, come on! You call yourself a Star Wars
master. Oh, what, are you talking to me?
I'm teasing.
It's the fact that there really are no Sith anymore, because Kylo is not a Sith. And neither is Snoke.
Correct.
Snoke is not a Sith either.
That we know of.
Even though they embrace the dark side of the Force, they are not Sith.
However, if there is a Jedi, should not there also be a Sith?
Super dangerous and powerful?
No, you don't. You don't have to be a Sith to be strong in the dark side. You do not. Because, like, look at what Snoke has done is he's created this new faction called the Knights of Ren.
The Knights of Ren, yeah.
So the Knights of Ren are these dark side, dark side...
Users.
Instead
of saying Darth Kylo...
Right.
It's Kylo Ren,
because Ren is, you know, from the Knights of Ren.
They're not Darths. They're no longer Sith.
Yeah. Because Darth was a Sith title.
Right.
Correct.
Whereas Ren is a title that comes from the Knights
of Ren. So the Jedi are going to go away, and is Kai
going to be?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Sorry.
Is Rey going to be a new faction?
And so they're not going to be Jedis. They're going to be called something else.
Well, there doesn't have to be Jedis and Sith. There needs to be a balance of the Force.
There's a balance of the Force. Right. So we're going to lose. So Luke will be the last Jedi.
Anakin Skywalker was the chosen one to bring about balance to the Force. And everyone thinks that he wasn't the actual chosen one because he killed off all the Jedi. But
he was.
What he did was he brought balance to the Force because there were too many Jedi.
and not right. enough
exactly.
Sith. Yeah.
There was too many light users.
Right.
So so basically the Force doesn't want anyone to participate in using the Force.
That's right. Stop using me.
So the Force is all like, I want people to be
now,
sensitive.
This is a story
to me,
about the Force
me.
Disappearing. That's the epic story.
Yeah.
Boom.
The Force
no more Force.
Now, okay, well, think about it this way, though.
But, fantasy like, has gone out of Star Wars.
Well, think about it this way. I mean, the Star Wars saga in and of itself has been about, you know, the fall and restoration of Anakin Skywalker. So then if we're talking about, if we're kind of using that same theory in...
Is this going to be the rise and fall of Luke?
No, it's going to be the fall and rise of Kylo. What if Ben Solo is the last Jedi?
So interesting that you say that
because he won't be trained as a Jedi.
But because it's interesting because
Luke started
not to the point of a Jedi though.
No, but
maybe he started he'll back.
Maybe he'll
yeah. Someone I heard this theory that someone was saying that
back after that
Kylo came back.
That well.
Came back.
All right, let's hear your theory, Barry.
not my theory. A theory I read was talking about how, the death of Han Solo and everything was just all part of the grand eventual plan of things. Like, so Kylo, like when he was asking Han Solo, I need you to help me do this. Like, he was like, I need you to be willing to sacrifice yourself so that I can get closer to Snoke.
Right. And I've heard that theory.
And when I get close enough to Snoke, I'm going to basically
assassinate.
I've heard that theory as well because when you know they're all back, Leia isn't immediately surprised that Han is not there.
Well, she knew he died.
She felt it. She felt it happen.
That theory gets.
Shallower and shallower.
Well, it gets done away with if you've actually read the novelization of Force Awakens.
Okay.
Right.
Because in the novelization of Force Awakens, Han Solo is truly, you know, because a lot of people were like, oh, he went out there to die. He knew he was going to die. He knew he was going to, you know, but in the novelization, no, he truly went out there in the hopes that he could
connect with his son, bring his son back. Yeah,
as
a good father
would. He was legitimately surprised when he got killed, according to the novelization. And as we know, the novelization is considered canon,
right?
So
what do you think Harrison Ford's role is going to be in the next movie?
Is he going to be a flashback?
Yeah, he is.
Is he cast in it?
Is he?
Yes.
Well, no.
Then it'd be a flashback, then, right?
Oh, I didn't. No, are you sure? I didn't know he'd been cast in it.
Yes.
Okay. I'll have to
Google that, but you're making me doubt myself.
I'm checking it right now.
IMDb. You do realize it can be like a one-liner of voice only, and he would be on the cast list.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's true. Or like you said, like a ghost or a flashback. I don't know if it'd be a ghost, but
no.
Maybe a flashback. Because this goes back to turning into
a Force ghost is like the ultimate light ability.
Right. You're right.
Only a handful ever learned how to do it.
Correct. What I would say though is that this
Warwick Davis is in it again.
He's in everything. It's so easy to put him in the background somewhere because you can't see him. But if it was like flashbacks where it's talking about like how Kylo became or how Ben fell to become Kylo, then wouldn't that also go along with why are they building the story of Kylo's fall if they're not going to then build up the rise and restoration of, Ben?
Oh, well. Is Rey
going to die then in order for Kylo to rise?
Or maybe Rey will go to the dark side.
Indiana Jones 5. Wow.
All right. Beep, 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 beep. This coming in, Harrison Ford is not in the cast list.
Really? I'm showing him in the cast list. I'm looking right at it.
Where? I'm on IMDb. Where are you?
Somewhere else. I was too. Are you sure?
I'm looking at the list right now on IMDb, and he's not there. He's not.
You know,
listed.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that he's not going to be in there, right?
I guess Correct. Technically not. But...
Because the whole flashback using Obi-Wan Kenobi's voice and whatnot, but Ewan McGregor wasn't included in that little flashback.
Yeah,
that's
true. But no, you're right. I was looking. Okay.
And on Harrison Ford's filmography.
I did the wrong search.
On Harrison Ford's filmography, it's not listed on that either. Which doesn't, like Ryan said, doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't do like a voice line or something. But
Blade Runner 2049 is. Woo!
I'm glad Captain Phasma. Phasma?
Phasma.
Phasma?
Phasma?
Phasma.
That's how I say it.
Phasma. I think that's how they said it in the movie. Phasma.
Yeah.
Captain Fogg.
Anyway,
I'm glad she's back.
Gwendolyn Christie will be back. So,
yeah. Have you guys seen that the Ghost in the Shell movie is going to get a Super Bowl spot?
Yep.
Yes.
Interesting. You know what's going to be?
I've seen the trailer.
It's not rated
amazing.
Either.
You know what's going to be sad though about Star Wars?
Not rated R.
Carrie Fisher.
Yet.
All her parts.
They're going to have to really figure out what they're going to do.
They finished filming.
They finished The Last Jedi, yes. However, they have said
she was going to be in the next film.
Right.
They have not stated
they
that.
Can just well, do they, have, they could just do CGI face.
No, they've
I
said
think
they
that
won't.
Would be disrespectful.
They've already said they won't.
Yeah.
Like Lucasfilm has said that they won't. They're not going to do that.
That's okay. Well, they could write her off.
Yeah, I mean, she can
be.
You don't have to kill her off. Right, just
be like,
say she doesn't.
She dies in an explosion of something.
They don't even have to kill her off. It's Leia. Know. It's not Carrie Fisher. It's the character.
Right.
Well, the character can live on. They don't need to include her.
Right.
I mean, it would be awkward and weird without her, but
It'll be interesting to see how they handle it. It will. I mean, I know that they're still. I know that they're scrambling to try to figure it out right now. But
you really don't have to scramble that hard. They have time to figure it out.
You don't work in the business. I do. They're scrambling. Trust me.
Yeah.
There's no calm period in show business.
Well, and there's like a bunch of new actors in Last Jedi. Like Benicio del Toro is in it.
Well, they're rumored. Like
it doesn't say
rumored
this.
Tom Hardy is rumored to be a stormtrooper and stuff like that. But
the,
I mean, rumors are dumb. Why are they even include
those?
The
Del Toro is not rumored. It does say Tom Hardy is rumored as a stormtrooper, but that's anyone could be a stormtrooper.
That's like Daniel Craig. Like,
right. But there's also Laura Dern. We knew she was going to be in it. She plays a pilot or something, right?
Well, like Simon Pegg was in it, but he wasn't credited.
Right.
That's true.
Was he credited? I don't know. But nobody knew who he was.
Nobody knew who he was until the credits rolled.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like Nathan Fillion in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right. Well, he just had not even as big of a role as...
Yeah.
Who was he?
He was just like one of the prisoners.
I think he was the prisoner that... Groot.
He was the big brute.
Shoves his nose up his nose. But so Star Wars: The Last Jedi. It'll be coming out this year, so we will all find out in December.
It will.
Right?
I'm just excited that they're gonna have a Star Wars movie like every year for the rest
of.
Well,
and they started. They started filming the Solo
for the rest
movie
of
too,
your
right?
life.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
I don't think they've started filming Han Solo. Oh, yes, they have.
They have. They started like
just
last
the other
week.
Day. They posted.
Well, they cast it. Yeah.
Photo. Yeah, he just posted a photo.
I like
right.
how Woody Harrelson's going to be his mentor.
Yes.
I think that's cool.
Yeah, Han Solo's going to learn how to survive the Hunger Games.
Be a smuggler from Woody.
Yeah. Apparently. Woody Harrelson's character is somebody from the extended universe that is technically no longer canon, but obviously
he is now.
They're going to be, he's going to be canon now.
Didn't they already state that they're going to use a lot of the extended universe to help rewrite the real canon?
Why wouldn't they? Yeah.
They will.
It's just tentative.
Look at Star Wars Rebels when they brought back Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Yeah.
And there's a novel coming out. It's just simply titled Thrawn.
Written
by Timothy Zahn.
Thrawn by Zahn.
That's right. So he was allowed to write a new novel in the new canon. About his ultimate character. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep.
It was, right. Yeah, that is pretty awesome.
I hope that it doesn't suck. I'll read it.
Yeah.
But so Star Wars will be interesting. And you know what? We've been doing this for an hour already, so we're good to go.
Now we just need to be consistent so, you know, we can make sure to catch everything next time.
That's right. So in two weeks...
Do we have geeky trivia?
No, we don't.
Sorry, I didn't even think to prepare anything.
That's okay.
See, we are so out of tact.
We are out of sync. But thank you for listening, guys. We really do appreciate it.
Reassemble, Stephanie.
And
what?
What?
Sorry, it's Johnny an old Black. Short Reassemble. Circuit. Reassemble.
Oh. Reassemble. Yeah, okay.
Reassemble, Johnny number five. Anyway. Okay. Thank you for listening to The Closet Geek. We will be back in 2 weeks, guys. Don't worry. And we will be there. I threw us off last time because I had a business trip. But we
punished him thoroughly.
Yes, right. I was taken out back and beaten. So thank you for listening to The Closet Geek.
Yes. I forgot to pay your wife for that.
Oh. Nice.
Wow.
You can find all our information at theclosetgeek.net, and we are most active on our Facebook page. We'd love to have you guys comment on the posts that we do. We share a lot of geeky stuff there, but of course comment on the episode, what you liked about it. We'd like to talk to you guys about it. Tell us your Star Wars The Last Jedi theories. We'd love to hear what you have to say about it, and you could tell us that we're crazy or that you agree with us, and that'll be fun. So don't forget to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes, Stitcher, and everywhere you can find a podcast. And join us next time. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.